Hi, I'm Thomas Domke, one of the Hockey App founders and now a principal program manager at Microsoft. If you're not familiar with Hockey App, take a look at the What is Hockey App video to see an overview of the core capabilities. Today, we are going to walk through all the steps to get started with Hockey App. We will explore how to create an account, add an app, connect your device, ways to upload an app, how apps are distributed, and how you get crash reports as well as feedback from your apps. Hockey App has some additional analytics features, team management features, and enterprise features that we will cover in later videos. Unlike other solutions, Hockey App supports your needs no matter which platform you use. We offer SDKs to support iOS, Android, Windows devices, and macOS 10, along with plugins for Cordova, Unity, and Xamarin. This enables you to manage all your mobile apps in one workflow. Hockey App pricing plans are pretty straightforward, with two things you need to think about. The first is the number of apps you have, and the second is the number of owners or app publishers. The free plan is the simplest. It gives you two apps in your personal accounts. If you need more apps, we offer you personal plans ranging from 5 to 25 apps. For businesses and organizations, our business plans start with 15 apps and 3 owners and reach all the way to 500 apps and 100 owners. Moving between plans is as simple as changing your choice on the settings page. Creating your account is easy. You can use an existing Microsoft, Facebook, Google, or Twitter account, or create new credentials just for Hockey App. When you are signed in, you can manage all apps in your personal account or create one or more organizations for your company. Once you have created your account, you can start to connect devices. This helps other developers or members of your team to understand which devices are available for testing and provide the right builds for you. There are three ways you can register your devices. 1. Navigate to the personal URL that is provided in the Hockey App portal. 2. Scan a QR code. 3. If you have an iOS device, a Mac, an Apple TV or watch, and know the UDID, you can register it manually through the Hockey App portal. So now let's go create our account. Take a quick look at the portal and then see what happens when we connect the device. The first thing we want to do is to create a Hockey App account. In this demo, we use an existing Microsoft account for this. I click the Microsoft button here and pick the first option to sign in with my Microsoft account. Hockey App will automatically redirect me through the Microsoft account login flow. And then I only have to check this option here because I'm a developer and want to upload builds to finalize the registration. On the next screen, Hockey App asks me to register my device. For that, I have to enter this URL on my phone. Let's do that now. Once I have entered the short URL, Hockey App shows me the installation screen where I tap the blue install button to start the registration of the Hockey App web clip on my iPhone. I tap install up here and then confirm the installation, and Hockey App will automatically collect my UDID and send it back to the Hockey App backend. I tap done to complete the installation process here. Back in the Hockey App portal, I am now on the dashboard and see a number of help options that guide me through the welcome experience. On the Devices tab, I see my newly registered device with the UDID and the model string. Now that you have devices assigned to your account, you can start preparing your app for distribution and integrate our SDK. An app on Hockey App is a container for the app's metadata, mobile app versions, crash reports, and feedback. You can create the app manually by selecting its platform and release type, as well as entering its title and bundle identifier or package name. If you already have a build of your app, you can just upload the package and Hockey App will pass all metadata automatically. For those of you using continuous integration, we have support for a variety of build services like Visual Studio Team Services or Jenkins. Our open APIs allow you to integrate with your own build solution and to customize the release management process for your needs. Now we should go prepare our app so we can begin testing it. To create an app on Hockey App, we click the new app button over here, and in this demo we want to manually create an app because we have not yet created a build. To do this, we click the manually button here and enter the bundle identifier and title of our iOS app. Our iOS app is called sample, and the bundle identifier is net.hockeyapp.sample. Our app is an iOS app, and we pick the release type beta here because we want to distribute beta builds through the Hockey App portal. Clicking save creates the Hockey App app, and after a few seconds, I'm on the app page. To integrate the SDK, I can simply click on this little icon here, and Hockey App will guide me through the steps to integrate the SDK. As the first step, we download the Hockey App SDK for iOS through this button. Once the SDK is downloaded, we want to add the framework to our Xcode project. First, we unzip the downloaded file and open it in Finder. Then we drag and drop the embedded framework over to our Xcode project and confirm with finish. So this has added everything that's needed for Hockey App SDK into our project. Next, we need to initialize the SDK. In the Hockey App portal, the exact code lines are already shown. First, we need to copy the header file into the import section of our app delegate. Second, we need to copy those three lines to initialize the SDK into the application that finished launching with options method. This will initialize the Hockey App SDK with the right app ID for Hockey App. As a next step, we want to add a crash button to our main storyboard to simulate a real crash. To do this, I add a button to my main storyboard. Then I open the assistant editor to add the crashing code. Our example here accesses an NS array at an invalid index. Second, we also want to add a gesture to the app, so whenever the user shakes the phone, a feedback dialog is opened so the user can directly provide feedback with a screenshot of the current view. We stay in the same view controller here and add the shake gesture to our code. To do this, the view controller has to become the first responder. The second step, we implement the gesture. And last but not least, we have to import Hockey SDK to this file as well. The code that we have implemented opens the Hockey App Feedback Manager and shows a compose view directly with a generated screenshot. As the last part of the demo, we want to upload our build to Hockey App. If you already know how to create your IPA file, you can simply drag and drop it to your browser. To do this, take your IPA file and move it over to the Hockey App dashboard, release the mouse, and wait for the file to be processed. Once the upload is done, you can enter release notes and notify your testers about the new build. You can also use our Mac app to upload builds seamlessly from Xcode. To do this, go to the download page for our Mac app and download the Mac app directly to your Mac, unzip it, and sign in with your Hockey app account. Once you have done this, you can simply go and archive your build in Xcode using Product Archive. Wait for the build to be done, and then a notification will appear that lets you open the archive in our Mac app. The Mac app automatically processes your archive and creates an APA and DSIM file for questionable location. You can set checkboxes whether the file should be installable and also notify your testers directly from here. We will enter a few release notes like initial release, click the upload button, and now the IPA file is directly uploaded to Hockey app and my testers get notified. Now that your app is uploaded, all of the users will be able to discover the app and install it over the air. No need to connect the device to a PC or Mac. Installing the app is a similar experience to installing the app from a store, so your users will be already familiar with the process. The update experience for your app is integrated and seamless to the user. They get prompted for new versions within the app and can directly start the update. No mess with uninstalling the previous version of the app, no mess with tethering the device. With your app being out there for your users, the beta testing process should be well underway. Through the integration of our SDK, you will start getting crash reports and your users are able to submit feedback to help you understand their frustrations and needs. Now it's time to go test the app, submit some feedback, see if we can generate a crash, and once we are done with that, we will go back and take a look at what's available in Hockey app. On the mobile device, we open Hockey app by tapping on the Hockey app icon and open the Hockey app dashboard. The Hockey app dashboard shows us our app with the icon and name. We can tap on the item to open the download page. This download page shows us the same release information and an install button to install the app directly on our phone. We tap the install button and then confirm the installation with another install. By pressing the home button, we land back on the home screen where our app is installing. Once the installation is done, we can start the app. Our app shows the crash button that simulates a crash, so we tap crash here and start the app again to send the crash to the Hockey app backend. Similar, if we check the device, we can open a feedback view. In the feedback view, we can type our name, and the feedback view will automatically contain the screenshot of the main screen. We can tap that screenshot to edit the screenshot with an arrow or a rectangle of the crash item. We can also type a message. And press send to send it back to the Hockey app dashboard. Back in the Hockey app dashboard, we can see how many times our app was downloaded and installed. We can see how many crashes have happened and read the feedback that we got. By clicking on feedback, we see the feedback message, the feedback thread, and the attachment, including the annotations. Here we can see the screenshot. We can also reply back to the tester to give him a note that we are working on a bug fix. With that, you have the basic pieces you need to be up and running on Hockey app. Now let's look at some tips and tricks and best practices. You should always increase the build number for each new version of your app. This makes it easy to distinguish between different builds and prevents issues with in-app updates, download statistics, and symbol location. Speaking of symbol location, don't forget to upload your symbol files. For iOS and OS X, Hockey app needs the DSIM file for each build to resolve memory addresses into class and method name, file names, and line numbers. For Android, you can upload your mapping text to deobfuscate your Java crash reports or your .sim or .so file for the NDK. The best way to create a successful app is to constantly engage with your testers and users. When you upload a new build to Hockey app, make sure to notify all testers through the notify button or the respective API parameter. Even if you don't have a new build, you can send a message to all users via the user tab for your app. And of course, responses from your users flow back into the HawkApp feedback system, so you can easily manage the engagement process. Use our knowledge base to get more information on specific questions, and connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, or follow our blog to stay up to date on the latest changes to HawkApp. Thanks for watching and have a great day.